say, I'm completely
out.
I'm completely
worked.
Okay. Or completely
worn out.
Huh?
Completely worn out.
Okay. And say if someone had been well, then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they...
Yitzy.
Okay. And you say, well, yesterday she...
was fine.
Uh-huh.
Today she's sick.
Uh-huh. And if someone went outside in bad weather and came in with sneezing and his eyes and nose were running, you'd say that he...
had a cold.
Okay. Yesterday he...
did not have a cold.
But he went out in the rain
and sleep.
And he...
caught a cold.
And if it affected his voice, you'd say he sounded...
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a...
cold.
And somebody who can't hear anything at all...
deep.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
sweat.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
mm-hmm.
A sore that you get that comes to a head.
Well, what I would say, well, his sore is getting well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a sore?
Blister.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be blister.
What else?
Mm-hmm.
What about the stuff that you get that has a core in it?
Oh, a core in it.
Uh-huh.
I know apple have a core in it.
Well, a lump that you get on maybe on your arm, it's got a core in it. Do you ever hear of a rising or?
Oh yeah, rising.
What other names?
That's all I know.
What do you call the stuff that drains out when you open the rising?
Coal.
Uh-huh.
The coal.
But what about that white stuff?
That's what I call the coal coming out.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear it called matter or corruption or...
oh, yes. I have. The matter's coming out.
Huh?
I've heard that the matter's coming out.
What about in a blister?
I'm saying... you know, after the blister come out,
uh-huh.
You know it's a little water come out.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, a bee stung me in my hand. Did what?
Stung.
Yeah, my hand got bigger. You say my hand?
Swollen.
Huh?
Swollen. My hand got swollen when
okay.
It was buzzing.
And right after the bee stung me, did my hand really?
Swollen up.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will?
Will,
right after it stung me, my hand started to...
blister.
Or started to...
rise.
Yeah, it started to get bigger. You said it started to...
rise.
Okay. And if you have something... you say, if the cut's not infected, it probably won't...
blister.
Uh-huh. Or get bigger. It probably won't.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not being swollen, you say it probably won't.
Won't swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right, and it gets sort of a skinless growth over it. You call that? Do you ever hear it called some kind of flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah. Call it the flesh of rolled over.
Yeah, do you ever hear plowed flesh or proud flesh?
Mm-hmm.